16 days. In June, that's the average time it took for an existing home in Ada County to be placed on the market and be under contract. According to the Boise Regional Realtors, that is the shortest time ever since the group started keeping track in 2004. And there is a shortage of homes on the market, and home sale prices shot up by 6% in June in both Ada and Canyon counties. Joining me today to talk about the trends that we're seeing in the Treasure Valley and to give us more insight into why we're seeing these trends are Brianna Vonstrom, CEO of Boise Regional Realtors, and Gary Salisbury, a realtor with Equity Idaho Northwest Real Estate. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Brianna, I want to start with you because you recently wrote in a blog post that persistent trends sped up the sales pace. So, A, kind of explain what that means, and then what are some of the trends that we are seeing?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing right now in our market is a combination of really two different things that are happening, one on the existing housing market side and then with our new construction. With existing homes, we are seeing historically low inventory compared to the demand we have. And it's just that supply and demand that is really making homes sell very quickly, and it's pushing up that sales price in the existing home market. On the new construction side of the market, we're seeing more new homes selling at overall higher prices. And those higher prices on the new side certainly come from demand, but also the increase in construction costs that we're seeing. And it's a trend we're certainly experiencing here, but really across the country.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is not unique to Idaho, because I think we tend to think we're the fastest growing state, Boise's the fastest growing city. We've heard all of those things, but this is across the country issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, it's not unique here, but you know, when you're in the market here and looking to buy, you know, we certainly feel it when we're out with clients, as Gary can attest to.
And Gary, talk to me about that. What is it like for people who are searching for a home? Because it used to be, you know, you kind of had some time, you could maybe look at a house a couple of times. When we're talking 16 days from being on the market to going under contract, well, that seems to go out the window. And this is a big purchase.
That's correct. This is probably the largest financial
right.
purchase they'll make as a family. I think the key is, first of all, to do all your lender homework first. So you know your budget, you understand your budget, you're looking within your budget. And so you'll be comfortable when you do find a property. Secondly, you have to be patient, and because of your budget, you might not get the first or second one that you try to purchase. But there are homes to be bought in every price category. It's a matter of using a professional realtor to help you do that scouting and that looking and that negotiating, and then get the home that you desire.
And when you talk about, you know, getting the lending in place, because I've heard that a couple of times, because when we're talking, you know, 2 weeks that when a house goes on the market to when it's under contract, it can take 2 weeks to get all of your lending things in place and all of that, and knowing what your budget is. So people should do that ahead of time. But then, are homes also selling above asking price? I mean, I know we've heard this, but is it in every price category?
Well, no, not in every price category, and not in every situation. It is a common factor right now that you'll be in a multiple offer situation, and oftentimes that pushes the price above the list price. But there are limits to financing as you raise the price, and there are limits to people's affordability. So that's where a realtor will help you stay within the guidelines you need to be as a family within your budget. And you might, like I said, you might not get your first or second choice, but there will be one on the market for you.
And Brianna, you do an annual report, because this is part of your job with the Boise Realtors Association.
Yes.
And so you just gave this annual report. And in that presentation, you talked about primary factors that limit existing housing supply as well as new housing supply. And one of the things that I thought was fascinating was this idea of people aging in place. And you say that's one of the factors. But can you talk about that? And then what are some of the other things that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. So this idea that people are aging in place, it's kind of a good thing on one hand. We have people that are living longer, healthier lives. And so they're able to stay in their homes longer than traditionally that we've seen. So typically what had happened in the past is people would get to a certain age and either retire, move on, you know, move and live with family, but they're able to stay in their homes now. As we've seen the share of our population that is older growing compared to some of the other ones, we just see more and more people staying in their homes and essentially keeping that inventory off the market when traditionally we would have seen it come back on. Often those are your what you would assume is your entry level or first time home buyer product in most cases. So it's restricting that limiting that inventory a little bit more than what we've seen historically. So that's pretty an interesting trend that we're seeing. Again, nationally we're seeing that, but certainly in Idaho we're seeing that happen. Two of the other ones that we're seeing. You know, we've had investors that were able to purchase properties when we had the last recession, and they've been holding on to those properties because, you know, properties are cash flowing. It's a good investment for them. But again, they picked up a lot of single family homes that traditionally, again, would have been turned over, but are being held as rentals. So it's a really interesting dynamic we're seeing between those two factors of, you know, some of that, again, that traditional inventory just not coming on the market and, again, putting that additional restriction on existing inventory.
So that's interesting. So we have so more things to rent, but not necessarily to buy.
Correct.
And one of the things in that report that I saw, too, is with our aging population, what surprised me were the percentage of what we call baby boomers and then the greatest generation compared to, you know, the what are they, the Gen Z, millennials,
yeah,
Gen X.
Yeah.
We have a much larger aging population that I think people may be aware of because we tend to focus on that upcoming generation.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because if you looked at sheer numbers of population, yes, certainly people who are millennials, Gen Z, it's a larger number, but they're not growing as quickly as we're seeing people in, you know, the baby boom and older generations. But that's having a real big impact, too, because where we have people aging in place and kind of keeping that inventory back, if you will, you know, there's a lot of people aging into homeownership of those millennial and Gen Z. So again, there's sort of more demand for housing than we've seen historically just because of those numbers. But again, the inventory is just not there.
I'm speaking with Brianna Vanstrom, CEO of Boise Regional Realtors, and Gary Salisbury, a realtor with Equity Idaho Northwest Real Estate, talking about our skyrocketing home prices, not just in the Treasure Valley, but nationwide. Brianna, talk about the change in sell prices from the previous peak that we saw in Idaho. And we saw that in 2006, and we saw that until the recession in 2011, because this feels similar in the sense of like, oh my gosh, home values are going up so quickly, so fast, but it's not the same.
Right, right. And we kind of joke, you never want to say it's different this time.
Right, right.
But there certainly are market dynamics that are different than what we saw really a decade ago or more. You know, even on the lending side and that piece of the market is much different than what we're seeing today. But really, if you look at historical trends, we had inventory tracking with median sales price, if you were to chart them together and look at it. And that had to do a lot with speculation. People, you know, building properties and speculating they could, you know, flip them or turn them into rentals and all of that. So inventory tracked with median sales price really up through 2006 and then unfortunately fell together. And that was really through January 2012 or through 2011 where we hit the market bottom previously. But inventory, since it hasn't come back, we're not seeing that same speculation driving demand. It's truly the population growth. It's, you know, whether it's, again, Idahoans aging into it, just more population naturally, or people moving here for a variety of reasons. So it's just, it's supply and demand today versus a little bit of speculation, which we saw over a decade ago.
And also in your report, you said that in June of 2018 marked 45 consecutive months of year-over-year declines in the number of existing homes, not just in Ada, but Canyon County and Gem County.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
That's a stunning number.
And again, it's a national trend. I think one of the things, you know, again, it's the issues that we just talked about. It's existing supply just hasn't been able to kind of come back and keep up, and people just aren't turning those homes over like they have been traditionally, and we're seeing that play out in the data.
Is it kind of a once bitten, twice shy type of thing? Like if you got into where you were underwater in your home because of the recession, and you know now you maybe you're not anymore, but it's scary to think about what if something like that were to happen again.
Well, I think certainly that creates less inventory. If people had to rent for a number of years because they lost their previous home and now are able to purchase again, or were in 2012 or 13 and finally could get into a home again, they are certainly staying in place. They are using their equity wisely and knowing that this is my home.
So is it a good thing? I mean, are there positives with this? I mean, of course, all the positives are if you're selling a house, you're going to make a lot of money. But Are there positives in the fact that people are staying in place, that we have low inventory? I mean, it's not good news if you're trying to buy a house, but are there some positives to what we're seeing versus what we saw more than a decade ago when it was just build, 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 and then empty, all half-built neighborhoods when the recession
sure,
hit?
Absolutely. Well, it's just kind of what Gary mentioned is people have equity again. And so one of the things we're, you know, seeing is that could help us with our long-term market stability. If you have, you know, that was kind of the issue before is people were pulling a lot of equity out of properties to purchase a second rental and do some different things. But we don't see that happening as much this time around, which is great. And so I think that's one of the things we're trying to look at is how do we help people use their equity responsibly, hold on to it, be in a great financial position, because we don't know where the market's going to go. You know, whatever things happen, things look strong for the, you know, foreseeable future, but, you know, certainly things can change. So really making sure people take advantage of the equity position there, and if they own a home right now, and you know, set themselves up for future stability.
And last question, does it seem that people have maybe learned from the mistakes of the recession and being in a place where you got underwater in a home? Or as you said, Brianna, you know, you take equity out and you buy another and then you can't afford that when the recession hit. It seems like maybe people have learned some lessons.
I believe that there's certainly far more caution in deciding to sell or to stay, and people are weighing it, truly making good financial decisions, and some can move on and know that. Others decide to stay in place and maybe remodel, maybe fix up their current home, but they certainly are making better decisions.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. So many questions surrounding it and speculation. So I appreciate that expert opinion on that. I want to thank my guest today, Brianna Vanstrom with Boise Regional Realtors, and Gary Salisbury, a realtor with Equity Idaho Northwest Real Estate. Thank you both.
Thank you.